and compassion even toward their captors. For example, there was one senior monk who was imprisoned by the Chinese for many years. A group of his students was also in the same prison. I once met a monk who was one of the students of this senior monk. He told me that all of them were mistreated and abused in this prison, but it was especially hard on the students when they saw their teacher being beaten and humiliated. They became very angry. But the teacher advised them not to be overcome by hatred, that this was in fact an opportunity for Indian development. He spoke to them about the importance of maintaining their compassion, even toward their guards, who were sowing the seeds for their own future suffering by their misdeeds.
The Dalai Lama looked at his watch and realized that it was time to close. As our meeting drew to an end, he suddenly started to laugh heartily.
Anyway, today I've been giving you suggestions about dealing with difficult people at work. Even though I'm talking about these things, if I went to work for a company and was in those kinds of adverse situations with employers or co-workers, I do not know how far I would be able to follow my own advice. I don't know. I might start stomping around, yelling, and breaking things, throwing things through windows and breaking glass. I might get fired. And later on, if we make a book about these discussions, there's a danger that one of the readers might come to me and say something like, "Oh, I've been in this very difficult work situation. So since you have made such a wonderful presentation, be in my place for at least 1 week. Then you will be in trouble." Anyway, and thank you, Howard. Good night.
Good night. Sleep well, and I'll see you tomorrow. Chapter 3, Making Money. We met again the following afternoon, picking up where we had left off in our discussion about some of the most common sources of dissatisfaction at work. As we had discussed the previous day, there was no doubt that a poor social climate, one full of conflict and jealousy, can make work a nightmare. Yet according to a Gallup survey, Americans generally tend to be more satisfied with the social aspects of their job than they are with matters of recognition, how much they feel valued at work. And for many people, one's salary or pay is viewed as an objective measure of how much they are valued by their employer. But in today's society, one's pay level often represents much more than that. It not only reflects how much one is valued by the employer, but how much money a person makes can be intimately connected with how one values himself or herself. It can be linked with our own sense of self-worth. As a retired senior vice president at a major brokerage house explained, "For 30 years I was a hotshot broker at the top of the game. There were days when I could make millions of dollars for my clients, tens or hundreds of thousands for myself. In 1 year, I could make 3, 4, 5 times the investor's money. But the problem was, of course, that there were other days when I could lose as much. So for 30 years I was bouncing up and down like a basketball. During periods when I was making money, when I was winning, I was unbelievably high. I felt like I could do no wrong, and my clients who were getting rich all heaped praise on me.